Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Never gets old, does it?
Man.
Never gets old. Just listen to it. That's branding. Just get excited about it. You said you stayed up a little late last night, huh?
Yeah, I stayed up.
Yeah, okay. Then you legit. Because anybody that didn't see what we're talking about right now, don't call. Yeah, because you're not real. You want to be real, but you didn't have the endurance to put in your time. You didn't punch the clock. Because I don't know how you could say you a hoopster and you didn't see that live.
At least the first game.
That's all I'm saying. It's opening day. You know, I'm just saying that crowds matter. You don't realize that's what, and not everybody goes to live events. I get that. It's not the easiest thing for lots of people. But just being the Capitals last, just the feel that that crowd generates, because they have a product that you know can work. You have a belief system there. Anybody that's won it all before and has a star or stars on their team, it makes you believe that you can actually win it, whether it's a cup, whether it's a pennant, whether it's a national champ, whatever it is. You just need that belief that you can actually cut that cotton. You can be there. And last night, I don't even know if I would have said, Richard, we'd like to give you the right to pick the game. I don't know what I'd have picked. The Rockets look, and so it, I was like, wait a minute, that's not the defending champions?
No.
And they added who?
Kevin.
KD.
Kevin.
Dude, it's some serious hoops going on out there. And then the champs come in shorthanded.
Yep.
One of their major claws, Bip and Bam, no Bam, just Bip.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I thought about it. I said, no, he's asleep. Because I didn't thought you put in the work like that. I underestimated you.
See,
I underestimated you.
Yeah, I definitely was not going to miss NBA opening night. But also, Doc, it's the fact that it was back on NBC/Peacock. Like, and granted, I understand you might think I'm young.
No, I know you're young. Yeah, I don't think.
I didn't get to see a lot of NBA on NBC. I didn't. So if you had to ask me, like, oh, what was your favorite, you know, mm-hmm. NBA on NBC moments? Like, it would have to be, you know, Allen Iverson, you know, mm-hmm. him playing against the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
That's at least what I remember anyway.
I used to have Philly for game 2.
You were there?
Game 2 in Philly.
Oh, you were in the building?
In Philly.
Oh, yeah. You're different.
No, I was stupid.
You're different.
I found out the hard way that there's certain groups, just let it go.
Big baller.
But I had to be there because, first of all, no matter wherever AI is, even if it's not with your particular favorite team,
yeah,
he's always your favorite. He's your guy that you can always pull for,
yeah.
Hoyer. And they go out and get game one. So, and Harry Callis, God rest his soul, dear friend, great dude. So competitive, trash talker, just the best. I was so lucky to have him, be able to work with him. So I said, I want to be in the rafters. Because, see, I was there, Phillies in the World Series. I checked their baseball thing out. They was drenching women and children and husbands with
what
beer.
In the world?
Dude, they don't. They're a different group.
I'm
and
scared.
I needed to see this. Okay. See, sometimes I think, man, people, there ain't no way that, yeah.
They were really doing it.
Yeah, you don't sin. If the woman in your life is not black belt or she's a master in Taekwondo, don't do it. Because they don't care.
Man.
And I saw some things I saw, and I had to take my dumb ass up there for the basketball game and up in the Raptors. See, I like to sit where they sit, where the people are.
You were all the way up there?
With the Timbs on, yeah.
Man, I'm there, backs I'm against
there.
The wall?
But that's it. We up there.
And like sometimes that's
was,
how you
and
get
And they
it.
Was talking so much. And I mean, like an idiot. I'm saying, look. Let me give y'all a tip. Why sit through traffic and have that compound the fact you got your ass kicked too? Do yourselves a favor, leave now. At least you beat the traffic.
Yeah. Big at least mistake. You beat the traffic.
Big mistake. Mm. Yeah, they was throwing popcorn. They was throwing everything. They was all. And then it dawned on me as I walked in the bathroom arrangement and I figured out, you know what? That's not the smartest thing you've ever done. You outnumbered 10-1. And these people, and then the thing about sports is sports. We talk trash, but we're never violent until alcohol comes in. See, that's the point where, to me, the higher you can sit, the less liquor you should sell.
Yeah.
You can get a cheap seat, but we don't serve liquor. Because a cheap seat, you're dumb behind in liquor, it don't work. It's volatile. But that's what following your team is all about. But you should never be afraid, you know, and have to see what they did to Cheap Z. You saw what they did to Mike. It's a culture that's been allowed to grow. Not eliminate, but grow. So you almost have to be better. If you roll up in there talking trash, your team better be really good. And that was a hell of an experience. Our people don't do people that way. Although I've seen some video here recently now.
Yeah.
That Giant game, mm-hmm. I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I ain't seen that before.
I had never seen that.
Well, not here.
Anyway. Not here.
Yeah.
I've seen it on the road. Oh, go to New England.
Yeah.
You need
go to Philly.
Fully armored vest.
Yeah.
Yeah, Philly and New England, to me, it's just pathetic. If what could happen to you in the presence of police officers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that way. So, you know, we'll see what happens. 608 here on Burgundy and Gold today. That's why your broadcast partner, don't ever send him up there on an assignment.
Ever?
Ever. Ever. See, he ain't going to be able to run from nobody. So you know, you got to make sure. You just tell him to stay home. Don't go.
You know he's slimming down, though. You might get there.
No, I don't. I know Jeff Walker. I saw Jeff Walker today.
Jeff putting in that work.
He's working.
Did he walk in here with a tank top on?
No. I got a chance to go in.
So he was a little bit more professional.
Mitch Finley, Landfill, and Brother Walker. And now that they're on motion picture, they don't let me in. I used to be able to have full access.
Yeah.
But now that they've been upgraded, they're on television.
Yeah,
now.
Television.
They're on television. And so... Now, I'm not the one to say that who's on TV and who's not on TV, but it is a step up. It's an upgrade. And as B. Mitch says, and I just love it when he says it, but it's all about the cheddar. Yeah. So it's but this whole arena is changing. It really is. Are you going to make any predictions for tonight?
I was just about to ask you, like, what game are you most interested in watching? Because everybody else is in action tonight. You got the Celtics in action tonight. No. You got Cooper Flagg in action tonight.
No.
You're not watching Cooper Flagg?
No.
All right. If you're not watching those two guys, you're watching the Knicks?
No.
You're watching the Wizards. The Wizards.
The Wizards.
Yeah, we play in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I'm watching the Wizards Bucks. I have to.
You like our odds?
I didn't play the odds in that because it's not my game and I'm at a different position. Like, I'm not looking at them to win the NBA championship.
Oh, nah.
But what I'm doing is judging progress. Okay. I have to know, am I following the right group? Because there's certain things called benchmark. It's like watching Marcus Smart. No matter what uniform he has on, I know what my expectations are for him.
Yeah.
You know, you think Steph Curry would change no matter what team he played for?
No.
Not at all. Draymond? Nope, not at all. The dogs are who they are. They don't put on different uniforms. They don't change spots. So I'm looking to see, do we have at least three dogs on Le Boulé? I'm not looking at talent. I don't need no upside. I need to know if we're going to have at least three people just diving for loose balls,
yep.
Just D-ing people up, just boxing out, just selling out, just playing like, they want another bag. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. I mean, and I think we got a young crew of players anyway, young and upcoming talent anyway.
Pistons-like.
We'll be able to see this year. We'll be able to evaluate definitely throughout the season. Last year, we won 15 games. This year,
you have a prediction. Bob Carriage's on a team
that
only wins 15 games. Come find me.
I hope we win more than 15 games this year.
Oh, but come on. That's when you know.
I made a bold prediction, though, Doc. I might have been a little bit over my skis. I might have been a little bit over my skis, but that's also a byproduct of, you know, being next to Linnell and, you know, working with him.
Well, he'll get you in trouble.
I said we would win 30 games this year.
I figured you said 30.
That might be a little overzealous. If I had to walk it back, I would probably say 24.
But is it really, again, that's the beauty of now. We really don't know who's formed.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be the Clippers, just three or four guys on the team, but not even walking. Or true. you could be Philadelphia.
Yeah,
there's so many question marks with the quote above average teams.
Yeah.
I think it's a safe bet because who's going to say you're wrong?
Yeah.
You have no idea. These people decide when they play when they want to play.
Yep.
It's like Orlando is what you want to be. To me, you want to be like Orlando, where it's almost like everybody's even.
Yeah.
And they just want to ball out.
Yep.
They coming at you as a wave, as a group. It's what the Pistons were 2 years ago.
They got one dog, though. They got Paolo.
Well, everybody should have one. Oh, yeah. You should be fired.
Do we have one?
You got to have one.
We still working on that. That's what it is. We're still rebuilding.
See, the thing is, like, Bub, I love character.
Yeah.
Is he big enough? Is he have enough to be that dude?
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. It helps if the dude, your alien, is at least 6'10". Changes the game a little bit.
Yeah.
So if I could vote on it, I want my biggest guy to be the best guy. But that's just not the way it always works out. I like these guys being defensive minded. The more you mention last year's, the teams and the blueprint for this coming out of Oklahoma City, I'm going to say then, okay, who's your SGA? Every time you mention them.
We're still looking for him.
I'm going to ask you to match up with, they got three dudes.
Yeah.
That on any given night can be the ace.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that's not even what they got best. Then they have the stopper. See, it's like the big dumper in Seattle.
Yep.
The catcher, I love that. They got a dude, too, who's like the big dumper. I don't care who you are and what position you play. Other than maybe he may not take on all the centers. They put that boy on you, your game is going to change.
Yeah.
And when you look at him, he bench more than you squat. I mean, the dude is freaky. So it's interesting. These matchups, I really like this now. With this long season to put before you. And they've got youth. If George Stark is listening somewhere and I say youth and enthusiasm, and age and experience. You need a perfect blend of both of those to really put yourself on the map. And then you got that stretch, 82 plus. And that's what compounds it. How does that translate to burgundy and gold? Well, all winning teams have certain things in common. And that is they, most for the time, they love what they do. I think this football team enjoys the process. I believe DQ is giving you what he's receiving. He's feeling this, and he translates that to us. I really believe his intentions are, they're good. He can't help but looking at this as personal. That's his family. He's the head guy. He's going to want the best for everybody. Unfortunately, it's a business that somebody on your staff has to be the bad guy. I don't know who it is on the staff. I'm not around them enough to be able to pick that up. But I can tell you when you don't have one, I can tell every staff that don't have one, you need somebody on your staff that nobody wants to really be around. Everybody can't be well-spoken, know where all the play settings go and be cultured and the whole thing. See, I'm starting to feel that now. We got a lot of really nice people. They're good at what they do. We need a jackass. You need somebody in there that flips the table over and is not afraid of you. Because if we have two more people running into each other, I'm telling you now, see, you know what? I'm not going to just come at you. I'm going to warn you and tell you. You can lose a game. We've lost five in a row here. 81, I'll never forget it. How can you forget that? How can you forget losing five in a row in this town? It's horrifying. And some of the things that were said in that process, I can't even tell you about it. I don't know if this group has that dude, that element. Can they go exorcist? I don't know. But I think they're close to having to where you're going to need to. You're going to need to. And I don't know if they have that. Because sometimes that's what you need. It's not discussed. We may get a whiff of it, but it's not going to be, we won't know. But I'll know when I see the game going on. See, and everybody's got to have one. Joe Bugle. That's my, let me tell you something. you got to have that dude. Now, I hope they have one. You don't need him all the time. But when you need him, you got to have him on demand. Maybe it's not the head coach. Not that he's not doing his job. You can't do everything. You know, our families, y'all know what I'm talking about. You got an uncle. And what do you think about him? He's crazy. That's what you say about him. You default, yeah, man, that dude, he's crazy. You do something wrong, whatever, your mom said, you know what? Your father said, you know, Anthony, I'm going to call my brother over here. You say, oh, Slim, I'm sorry. It'll never happen again. You don't even want to deal with that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's what I'm not certain we have. We got all the proper stuff. You can take us out to dinner. We know where all the spoon, the fork, the knife, we know where all that goes. I need a cat that don't know none of that. I don't know if they have that. Because they're going in against what most people consider to be the what? Champions. Even though they didn't win. You know you a badass when you don't even win it. And people say, man, that's been the champions. They didn't win it. Philly won it. But they're in it. You don't doubt them. That's pedigree. That's that thing when you go up the mountain. They expect of themselves. What do we expect of ourselves? Outside of what we talk, we got a great verbal game. If this is one of them Jeopardy contests, we win it. But this is not a verbal contest. This is a physical and mental contest. And I don't know if we have that dude that can stir the pot. Don't forget the guy that woke the Stirs A-pot was Terry McLaurin. Terry ain't been there. Don't lose sight of the fact, I tried to warn you, when the dude who rallies the entire team is put on the outside, be careful. The dude that led your rallies, the guy that struck the match, you had the number one energizer on your entire team. And you treat him like an orphan. And he treats you like a stepchild. Big mistake. And obviously you had no replacement. Who would have thought it? Who would have thought it? See, leadership is thrown around a lot, but it's not always accepted. And that people aren't always worthy of it. A wide receiver was the dude that cranked your whole team up. You hear me? A wide receiver. But he's more than a wide receiver. He's a leader. He could easily have been on kickoff and it wouldn't bother him. He ain't no diva. He's a thug. Winner. Buckeye. And somebody in there made a big mistake by not valuing that proposition to the right way. Sometimes you need to lose to win. An argument or whatever. Just to win the whole thing. And we'll find out. Because guess what? He's going to be in that locker room. According to BTP, then you reported earlier, he's expected to play.
Him and Debo.
I need him in the locker room. See, I ain't seen these troops put up to a fever pitch yet. And you know who does that for them? Him. He's that dude. Think about it. Think about it. Because you may not hear that again. Well, now that I said it, that big guy, he may end up repeating it. But just remember, we'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is Ant-Man's story. Somehow there's a connection. Biggie.
Way back.
Yeah. Now, I know you guys crossed.
Remember? The heart. Don't get me started, Doc.
No, I want to get you started on that. I love this dude, man. It was, all kidding aside, it's amazing people that are gifted in certain areas. And you feel robbed. I feel the same with Elvis. Anybody that has a unique skill set, this life is cut short. And I feel like we're robbed, you know, of that, of these great, great artists, great thinkers, great, great people. And it's hard to be that. You just naturally, and then they outwork you. They develop and they train. Music industry is probably one that doesn't get the credit it deserves for how much work they put in to their craft. It's like of all the sports, who actually puts in the most work? Tennis player, the golfer, the hoopster, the player, the football guy, the wrestler, soccer player? Who puts in the most work? I mean, when you watch the NBA and you watch like a guy like Steph, who at his size, if he didn't put in work, there may not be a place for him. So what did he do? He overdeveloped an asset. Who shoots more than he does in the offseason?
Why, nobody.
What blows my mind is the people that can't shoot don't shoot. They don't put the work in. And the guys that do it at that level, when that hoop started last night and I'm watching, and it don't hurt to hear Reggie or to hear the, you know, people that made it look easy. And you look at whoever your favorite players were at that time, the work that they put in, which comes back here to burgundy and gold. Our coverages, you know, you got to, that's a lot of work. So that you have an understanding. Because this Bannerman Barley thing that we've been witnessing, they're not doing it on purpose. They want to be the best they can be. And you know what would solve all this? Pass rusher. So my only real off the track, no BS football is that how do we create more pressure? If I had a question to Coach Whitney, it would be, please don't tell me, please assure me that you got some things none of us have seen yet that you've been holding back. It's time.
I hope, man. And all these people keep calling for like scheme changes and all of this stuff. We're 7 weeks into the season. Like,
well, every artist,
change your scheme.
Every artist takes his time because they believe that what they'd like to do should and would work.
Now, I understand that.
Because you're creative, how you run your side of the glass.
Yeah.
There's a method to it. You didn't just figure, you got a system. Remember when you let that big guy sit in there?
Oh, my God.
One break.
Literally, one break.
You know, and he's supposed to have been through it. He's a know-it-all, right?
Yep.
He's the guy that's been trained. He's the best ever. He's a prodigy in his own mind. And yet you gave him a simple assignment. And what happens? I'm on the air for like a minute and a half of dead air. But he's the what? Youngest in charge. In charge of what? In charge of what? See, and this is what I'm saying. So now, what can the defense lay on us that they haven't done? They've been holding back, or have they not added it in? I need different people, man. I've gone as far as I'm going to go with this group. I need to see some new faces. You can't tell me you had a scheme that you really like and you just haven't run it. Why wouldn't you have? What were you waiting on? Well, maybe you strategically you're waiting on half the season to get back. I don't know. I'm not a coach. But don't you feel that way? Don't you feel like if you got an ace in the hole, it's time to show it?
Yeah. Our backs are against the wall.
I kind of think so.
Yeah.
You're playing the champs in their place in prime time with your backup quarterback. I would say if we have some cyanide or we have some type of unique poison, it's time to pack it. Because I don't even want to go down the road like the big guy does. Because I don't know how I tell you how good Seattle is. I don't know how to explain to you what Detroit is thinking, what they are now, what you did to them a year ago, and how badly they want to see your blood spilled. They want to spill your blood. You humiliated them. Real talk.
In front of their home crowd.
In front of the home crowd. You hurt them. And all I'm saying is that big payback, these next 4 weeks, they're going to tell me all I need to know about you. And it might be the best thing ever happened to you because I don't believe they understand who they are. But they'll know in a month, and they'll have to deal with whatever it goes. They will have to deal with the consequences. It is 6:38 here in the nation's capital. Man, it got dark all of a sudden. But you feel me? I know this is tough.
Yep.
A lot of you want to stay stuck in that fantasy thing, but I have to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because you deserve it. You deserve it. You've been jerked around and sped up and slowed down and promoted, and you've done all that, and you've stood up. You know, I was so proud of how we travel. You got to get in brothers and sisters that put that together. A fun bunch high five. Ted, Warrior, Captain, Hog. I mean, it really, it's a beautiful thing. You know we got presence on the road, right?
Man.
That's the first step. That's the first step to a championship. It's just swag. No matter what. I know Baltimore, you're reeling a little bit because you've done a lot of swag and a lot of traveling. You ain't won yet. What you going to do? Give up? Quit? Dig in. It's going to be a wild. Last year was crazy. This year may top it. Do you know how much is undecided, not decided? Who's out of it? Who's out of it?
It's too early. Well, maybe the Jets.
All right, good. Maybe
and, that. And the Raiders. Those two.
Those are the two worst
everybody
teams.
Everybody else?
Those two worst teams.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that you got to give Chicago credit. I can no longer say that they're worst, because they're not. Yeah, they're not. Kirk Cousins. I know Sheehan is going to just lose his, Coach Sheehan is going to lose his mind Sunday with his boy. 757. 10 hut. Officer,
W.
You know what time it is.
Going on, Doc.
Hey, man, just I have to recalibrate Ant-Man every time I get with him because, you know, he gets that bad influence. You know.
Baby Chuck. Yeah. I heard Big Gravy yesterday with his six-pack of players.
Oh, no, the Nails Super Six pack.
And I had a description for all the players, the first four players he had. Old, and old.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one, Doc, man.
Young man's game.
Another thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say another thing. Man, I kind of agree, like 99.9% of what Mr. Aldridge was saying earlier. Right? But I'm going to add this into it because. You know, I was down at the game in Dallas on Sunday, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't look like we want to be there. And I've seen this a lot this year, man. I mean, but seeing it live, first of all, man, Jerry World is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Oh, no, he's the best in the business at what he does.
Jerry World is fantastic.
He's the entertainer.
You know what I mean? But, yeah. But being at that game and watching the team before warming up and doing their little pregame huddles and seeing them on the sideline, I didn't get the feel that we showed up to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I just got the feeling that they was there. We here. We got our 11 on the field. I mean, where's the enthusiasm at?
Well, again, you're ringleader, and that's what I tried to emphasize earlier. The number one spark on your team verbally is your wide receiver. This is the dude. This is the drum major. Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin is your number one influencer. He's your top four produced in production. He's not only one of your best players, he's the guy that gets everybody else mentally prepared for battle.
Like Sean Springs used to say, he's the ones feeding them the milk and cookies before the game.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And that was my whole point all offseason. And I said, man, get this man into camp so we can start our season.
Yep. Yep, you're right.
And we never did that. But still, in saying that, man, you know, we're not playing with any enthusiasm or any – I said that. I said, look, man, they defense just as bad as our defense. They can score points. We can score points.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to come down to who wants it. Who wants it more? And they wanted it. They went out there and they snatched it. And we gave no resistance. I mean, we're not playing with any enthusiasm. We're not playing with any nobody looked like they're having fun out there. It's just they just showed up. And that, you know, listen, the roster is the roster. And I'm always a believer to playing into your strengths. You know your strengths. You know your weakness. You know, and you got to play like that. You got to play. You got to know what you are, know what you're not. But the most important thing is, man, you got to go out there and have fun and play with some attitude. Play with some want to. I didn't see that, man. I seen three players showed up. I seen Payne show up. I seen the guy who came off the street where I kept saying to myself, who the hell is number 12? He played like he wanted to be. He played like he wanted to keep a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, McCaffrey showed up. He almost broke his back. And still showed up.
Yeah, he wouldn't quit. Dogs. You know, but you can never have too many.
Some dogs, but man, I mean, everybody got to start barking out there, man.
And
what made me mad is I seen this in all three phases last year. Supposedly, we had lesser talent last year than we did this year. But that lesser talent last year, you know, everybody out there played like dogs. Everybody was out there biting. You know, and too many times this season, I ain't seen that fight. I tell you what. They better show up there and fight on Monday, or like they better start the fight. How about that? How about we go out there and steal somebody? We throw the first punch. Dallas won the point call and said, nah, just give us the ball. What kind of disrespect was that? And went right down the field and scored.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the attitude we need to have.
Yeah, your eyes are lying.
I ain't saying, you know, we needed to, you know, get the ball to go. I'm just saying, though, but we need to have that attitude of, man, you know, we coming to win this game. Mm-hmm. We ain't just here showing up and collecting a check. So that, you know, all that, like y'all said, scheme and all that, I mean, all that stuff matters and all that, but the most important thing, man, is that heart. Our heart was been pumping Kool-Aid too many games this season, man. And we was pumping Kool-Aid on Sunday in Dallas. Monday night, they better show up, man, and they better start serving out some lemonade.
Well, brother,
I know, man.
Ant-Man, you got anything for Polly?
Nah, I feel it.
It was strong.
I hear it. It is strong.
Yeah, no, strong. It was strong. Well.
And man, hail to the W, man.
Yeah, man, and keep it tight with the big fella. I can't wait to hear you two. I look forward to it. It is 6:46. That's the 757. We take a break. We'll come back up. Take a couple more before we turn this bad boy over to Ant-Man. Back in a moment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I love that menu. Welcome back. A lot going on, man. All the way across the board, but what we really are focused on is the success of Burgundy and Gold football. And it's, in a lot of ways, I'm glad it's Kansas City. I mean, why not? Because we need to be challenged in a way, because I think we've underachieved.
Yep.
And who better yet to go out after a true champion?
We go out there, beat the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. Man, this fan base.
You reset the program.
It's going to erupt.
You reset it. And they're not, and they're getting better. They've taken some lumps.
What we should do, Doc? We should make a bet with Linnell. If the Commanders go out there and beat the Chiefs on Monday Night Football, he has to run 2 miles.
Hey, man, I don't want to kill the brother. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't do that to him, man. He's a friend. Why you want to kill him? He couldn't run 2 miles.
All right, what about 1 mile?
I don't think he could run 2 miles for 10 grand.
Even if money was on the line?
Money to 10 grand. You think he could run 2 miles for $200?
Yeah. I think he would definitely do it.
You do?
There would be some walking in there.
No.
Consecutively. Straight.
Yeah, 8 laps. His $200, eight laps.
Those odds are looking slim.
No way.
I would love to see Linnell do a cartwheel if the Commanders win on Monday.
Now, I think he's got a better chance to complete a cartwheel
okay.
than to run 2 miles.
All right, that's a bet.
Yeah, but I don't want to see him break his neck. Then.
A cartwheel.
No, he can break his neck. If he slip, his hand slide, or whatever, you could kill him. Yeah. The kind of shape he's in, let's just pass.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's just see if he can
walk. Do you think he can walk 2 miles?
Yeah. Yeah.
You said that with such confidence.
Yeah. I mean, at Commanders, you know, training camp, he usually goes out there and walks around a lot. He's constantly moving. He's talking.
That's because he knows you're watching him.
Ah, okay.
That's adrenaline for him. You know, he loves to be adored and watched and all that.
Yeah.
So that just hit me. If he got a crowd, he might be able to walk from here to New York if they were here, if they were watching him. But no, I'm telling you, no. I'm not going to do anything that would hurt him because he would try to do it. But I think the 2 mile jog, there's no way he could do it. There's no way he could do it. Challenging week, man. I like this. How'd you like to be the Jets? Did you have anywhere in writing that you have the Jets winless at this point?
Would you like to know your record from last week?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always proud of my
record.
Do
you think
record.
You did the best?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
It's adorable that you think that.
Yeah, I do. It wasn't my finest moment.
Okay. As long as you know.
But it's Linnell. It's you and Linnell. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know.
I mean, I beat you guys out this week.
So you won.
Yeah. I had the best record.
You know what?
I think 12-3.
That's impressive.
Come on, man.
That's impressive.
And like, I really does this. Yeah. I'm not Linnell and Rooster, Doc. Just one to let you know.
You have a lot in common with Linnell when it comes to these picks.
You said we have a lot in common?
No. I think, what did I blow? I blew something I could kick myself in the behind for. I went out of character. I went with somebody that I would never...
You want the Jets?
Yeah. Okay.
You want the Steelers?
Well, that's me and Big Tony. That's my fault.
You want the Chargers to beat the Colts? And you also went with the Commanders.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
see, because I believed in, first of all, I believe in Harbaugh. I went after everybody I believe in. It doesn't always mean it's gonna work. You know? Commanders. Yeah, but y'all be good. God bless you. Let's do this again. Burgundy and Gold today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.